Welcome to the podcast novel Earth Core, the world's first podcast-only novel, written and performed by Scott Sigler. www.scottsigler.net. This novel contains mature situations, language, and violence. Sonny's excitement chilled when he read the next entry, dated November 30th, 1865. Murder at Jessup Mine. Two dead, eight missing, victims of madness. Jessup to hang tomorrow morning. Jessup was ranting on and on about monsters, Wierenski said. He said these demons killed his crew. He had a pretty bad cut on his arm and was bleeding all over the place. He was clutching the strange knife in his hand. The sketch showed the curious murder weapon. A central ring, about 3 inches in diameter, sprouted two blades that curved in opposite directions, giving the knife a twisted crescent moon appearance. One of the blades was short, only about 6 inches long. The other was probably 10 inches in length, with a jagged edge on the outside of the crescent curve. Even in the strange lighting, there was no mistaking it. A splatter pattern of blood. O'Doyle examined it. About 2 feet off the ground and 3 feet long, horizontal with a slight angle, a center streak of red surrounded by a spray of fine droplets. What he saw railed against all he knew. They were well over 2 miles underground, for crying out loud. No animals lived that deep. But he'd seen it. He'd seen something move. Something that wasn't quite human. Stare up at the large tentacle god. If that's what it was, a god, then she could understand the tribe's violent, brutal nature. The image on the wall reeked with anger and aggression. The way it moved, it was something that would take her mind several seconds to comprehend, to accept. But she didn't even have that long. A crescent-shaped platinum knife flashed out, slashing her abdomen and nearly cutting her in half. She hit the ground, eyes still fixed on the horrible, flashing, waving thing that was killing her. The platinum knife came down again, hard and fast and final.